a bit more intuitive, and that is to solve the Schrödinger equation for a problem of just an electron confined to a ring. So it's a one-dimensional problem. It's like solving a particle in a box, but now it's got periodic boundary conditions, so you have an electron in a ring. And the Schrödinger equation for this case is drawn is written at the top. That's the Schrödinger equation for an electron confined to a ring, and the solution to it is just these functions e to the I n theta, where n is a quantum number. It can be 0, plus 1, minus 1, plus 2, minus 2, and so forth. These are the wave functions. If you take these and you put them into the Schrödinger equation above, you then calculate these eigenenergies down here. And the spectrum, the energy spectrum for a ring has the lowest energy is n equals 0, so you get equals 0. And there's two electrons that you can put in the lowest energy state. One would spin up and one would spin down. And then the next energy level is n is 1, or it could be minus 1, right? Because here's n squared. So there are, you can put 4 electrons in at the next energy level. The 4 electrons that all have the same energy. One for one would spin up and spin down, and one for minus one would spin up and spin down. And it turns out that these levels where you've got, say, 4 electrons go in, and then there's a jump in the energy. So the energy spectrum looks like this. You can put 2 electrons in the lowest state, and then 4 in the next state, and then 4 in the next state. And if you have a ring that's got 2 plus 4n electrons, it tends to be a stable molecule. And if it's not 2 plus 4n, then the ring tends to be unstable. It's reactive. Because there are close by energy levels, there's unfilled energy levels right where the highest electrons are. The highest occupied molecular orbital is not completely filled. So those rings tend to be reactive. The ones that, a ring that obeys this 4n plus 2 rule is called an aromatic ring. And the first one is with n equals 1, is 6, that's benzene. The second one is with 10 electrons, it's naphthalene. And you can also make molecules with 7, 8, and 9 carbons in them, but they're not stable. These molecules react easily because they have empty states very close to the filled states.